It's what we prioritize, right? Like, what matters to you? So yes, you will find excuses like you can't do it if this is just not a priority. Like, you really just don't care. I want to try as much as I can to prevent that moment where I'm sitting in a doctor's office and they say, you have cancer or you have whatever chronic disease. And that itself will keep me going every single day of like, I don't want to ever experience that. I don't want my kids to experience that. That is so dang strong that I don't know. To me, I'm just like, it matters. It's such a priority to me.
Hey, midlifers, welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show. Are you ready to break free from your mundane midlife? Are you feeling trapped in a vicious cycle of rinse and repeat days? No matter if you're experiencing a divorce hangover, job burnout, or you just have the midlife blues, I got you. Hey, I'm Wendy, your hostess of the Midlife Mostess. I too was hit by midlife like a freight train. I too felt stuck in the same dull chapter. I wanted the clarity of how to create a new life beyond divorce and the courage to leave an unfulfilling career. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't worthy and it was just easier to stay in my comfort zone. Until I found a little secret, the freedom to live my life my way. In this podcast, you will learn how to achieve a vibrant midlife mind and body, how to create solid relationships through love and loss, and how to create an awesome second half of life. Grab your grande latte, pop in your earbuds, and let's get this midlife party started. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today is January 22nd, which means that we are almost done with the first month of 2024. Can I get a thumbs up? Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah. I hope everyone is having a great January so far. Many of you may have made New Year's resolutions for 2024. Did you know that the top three New Year's resolutions are number one, improve health, number two, lose weight, and number three, get in shape. Did you also know, this is crazy, did you also know that 81% of people fail to keep their New Year's resolutions by the end of January? That means y'all got about, what, one more week. The good news is that we have an expert on the show today that will not only inspire you to keep your New Year's resolutions of losing weight, getting in shape, and feeling great, but she will provide you with the tools and techniques to make this your new healthy way of living so we can all live till 100. You guys have to. You have to be with me till 100. Today's guest is Lahana Vigliano. She is the CEO and founder of Nuvi True Wellness and a board-certified clinical nutritionist. She holds a Bachelor of Nutrition Science degree and Master's of Human Nutrition and Functional Medicine degree. Wowza! She is currently a doctorate student in clinical nutrition. She has so much passion, and yes, I can vouch for that, in helping women realize that there is a root cause for their symptoms, even if they have been dismissed by healthcare before. Been there, done that. Her company, Nuvi True Wellness, specializes in women's hormones and gut health. So important. Using functional medicine lab testing to personalize the patient's journey. Goodbye, DIY. Oh, yeah. She is obsessed with creating natural remedies, researching, reading romance books, ooh la la, weightlifting, and cooking meals for her family. Gosh, when do you have the time? Good golly. Outside of work, she is a mother of two and wife. Her family is the inspiration behind Nuvi True and continues to encourage her through everything. Lahana, welcome to the show.
I am so excited to be here.
How about that intro?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, did you know that about the stats, about the New Year's resolutions?
No, I actually did not. Like, that's pretty, that kind of makes me sad. Like you said, 81% by the end of January. Wow.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so there's only, I think, 9% of people that make New Year's resolutions that actually just keep them in general. So,
okay.
Yeah. Wow. But then 81% give up by the time February rolls around.
Wow. No, I love New Year's.
No, it's like you think about it. The New Year rolls around. You have all these great intentions. And as, I mean, we're creatures of habit, yeah, right? So it's hard to actually make changes in our daily life, especially when they're like things you're like, I don't really want to eat that broccoli. Like you have to really, really want it, you know? So I can see though why people actually give up their New Year's resolutions. But I feel like you have to have a strong enough why.
Oh my gosh, you literally took that right out of my mouth. I'm like, your why needs to be bigger than like all these other things.
Yep. And you know what too? I feel like in regards to the human body, or like if you're not feeling well, if you feel like crap, like it's your body screaming at you. And sometimes like that alone, like sadly, we wait until our bodies are screaming at us until we will make those changes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually love that you have a little background in this too. So you're kind of in the know of just like what happens behind the scenes, because it's very true that people need that scary moment to actually make changes.
Yep. And speaking of, and I don't want to make this all about me, but you and I had an interview scheduled a few weeks ago, and I had to reschedule because I had a herniated disc in my back. And going back to what I was saying, that sometimes we have to wait until our bodies are screaming at us. And to me, that was my wake up call. Is like, oh my God, girl, you've got to get more alkaline. I was having too much meat, too much acidity, and not like just taking good care of my body with doing yoga and my usual stuff. I was like sitting at my desk all day. So my body screamed at me and I had to reschedule for today, but it was perfect. But let's get back to you, girl. What inspired you to get into helping people be happy and healthy in life?
What's so funny is like, I knew since I was like five, I actually wanted to be in healthcare. So I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. Actually, I wasn't watching like shows or anything. So I have no idea where it came from, but I originally wanted to be like an MD and like went that route. And then I had my son when I was 18. So we were young and we were just like, whatever happens, happens. Don't ask why that was even in our head. But, he was my boyfriend, now husband at the time. So we've been together 15 years now. But when I had my son, you know, I think when you become a mom, you just have this protection and, you know, you just want the best for them. And I think I think it was pharmacology and a couple other classes, but basically how like we were being taught is like, someone has this issue. Here is the medication for that issue. Like plain, simple, period. There's no in between. Like this is just, this is the treatment. So that kind of like set me off. Like, I don't know, this doesn't feel right. Like, I feel like there's more to it. Like, why are we waiting for these diseases to happen? And then all we do is give them a pill. Like that just doesn't seem like, one, what I want to do in my life. And two, like, it just doesn't feel right. And then I just wanted better for my kids. I'm like, well, I don't want even them to get sick in the first place. And so I think it was like a random nutrition class I had to take. And I wasn't completely sold. It was kind of boring because it was kind of more conventional, but I'm like, I can see like where this is beneficial. And then, I switched my majors and then I found like functional. That was like, as we were talking about before we started recording, you know, that blew up, I would say maybe 2014, 2015. Yep. But that was like, actually probably a couple years after I changed my degrees, but whatever. So then I like started learning from that perspective. I'm like, this feels right. This feels like what we're getting to the root cause, and we're supporting people before things happen, before the scary event happens. So I will just continually repeat myself, even though, you know, some people still need that scary moment, but I will continue to repeat myself of why it's so important to take care of yourself.
Yeah. And I shared with you how I used to own, you know, a few integrative functional medicine practices. And I would see all the time patients coming in there. Usually they were walking in the door for help because their bodies were screaming at them, because they had been going to all these other different doctors and taking one pill after another and one pill to take care of the symptoms of that pill. And then just a hot mess. And really it's like, you're so right. You have to get to the root cause.
Yeah.
Because by then your body is so confused at what is going on and what you're putting into it, that it's just like, it's like a pinball machine, right? It's like trying to figure it out. What do you think is, I know that you specialize specifically in hormones and gut health. Why that? What kind of drew you to that?
For digestion and like gut health, I think when we really looked at so many different things, like whether it was a hormonal imbalance or weight loss, like there's always this gut perspective. And it is the first place we interact with the environment, right? Because we eat our food, we chew, it goes down our esophagus and whole trail. And that's just where we get our nutrition from. And so like, if that is off, like we can assume that so many other things are just going to domino effect. So that's where the gut health component came in. And then I don't know, I just fell in love with hormones. And I think also hormones is kind of like on the trendier side right now. Sex hormones, but like also like adrenals, like our stress hormone, blood sugar hormone. I found that thyroid hormone, I found that even these hormones were root causes for other issues. Like having a slow thyroid makes you constipated. Then when you're constipated, then you get like dysbiosis. And then when you get it's just like, it's just so cool to see all the different connections. And so I think that's why I fell in love with like both of them. And no, I could not niche down to one. I'm like, absolutely not.
They're both so important. I mean, especially for women out there and women at midlife, right? Perimenopause and menopause and all that fun stuff. I think, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but with the gut, they used to call that the second brain. And recently they've started calling that like the brain, like it's the number one, because the gut sends the messages to the brain instead of like it being the other way around.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like where neurotransmitters are made. And yeah, absolutely.
So I just watched, have you seen the documentary on Netflix called You Are What You Eat? Did you watch it?
Oh my God. I do, but it's really hard for me to get through those because I will say I'm definitely pro animal protein.
I know. But keeping in the line with like, I mean, you are what you eat, right?
Yes.
But it's to me, by the time I got to the end of that, it made me so much more aware, and I'm already like, I think I'm not like perfect. I'll never will be of what I eat, but it makes me even more aware of what I'm buying and what I'm putting into my body.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get so, again, back to the habits, right? Where you just eat just out of habit. Like you'll just grab something and eat it and not really think, wait a minute, what am I actually putting into my body? And what is it going to do to me? Not just in this moment, but later on as it processes and it goes through my blood and goes into my skin. Yeah. And all of that is so critical.
Yeah. No, I do love the little motivation people get from watching those documentaries, but they are like, and this is any documentary on either side. Yeah. It's always going to be like one-sided and stuff. Yep. So I always say like, leave some stuff, take what you need. Yep. But I do love that it does prioritize, like we are what we eat. And if there's one commonality in all of it, it's usually like, you know, just reducing like processed foods and stuff and just getting back to real food.
Yes. Yep. I know it's back to the basics, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, honestly, some people need to, because there's so, it's a blessing and a curse that we have access to all this information.
I know.
And whether it's TikTok, Instagram, like internet, it's great. But at the same time, it's so overwhelming that it does lead people to be like, well, this, I want to lose weight. That worked for her. So let me try it. And it's like not right for their body. And honestly, sometimes it makes people not believe in it because like, well, it didn't work for me. But I'm like, no, what you did didn't work for you, but it doesn't mean that there's not something out there that's working for you. And so sometimes, I'm just like, ignore all the noise and like tune into your body and go back to some of the basics. And health can be simple, but it can be complex, but it also can be simple at the same time. I don't know. It's in the middle.
No, you're so right. And there was something I saw on your website. You said it's on the, I think it's on the front page. It says, if you're wondering why your body is hating on you, you've come to the right place, and your body is not hating you. It's speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true.
It's so true.
I mean, we're so busy, whether it's like with our work and our families, and we're running around and going to the grocery store and doing all this stuff. And very rarely do we just stop and listen to our bodies. Even with pain, like I'm pretty good about handling pain so much so that I won't, like, unless I do stop and go, oh, that actually does hurt. Maybe I should do something about it.
Yeah.
or my stomach hurts. Is it hard? Like, I'll be so busy that I don't even recognize it. So yes, let's talk about listening to our bodies.
Actually, I feel like that's probably one of the biggest root causes that we see is the busyness, is the stress. Yeah. And on it, no matter, I mean, yes, you are in control of your schedule. So I do believe that a lot of it is self-inflicted, right? Like we don't have to commit to all these things. Like I teach my kids, I'm like one sport at a time. I know you want to do three, but you can't do three. Like, and so, I like to start that really early on so they don't become like workaholics. but I think that that's a huge thing is just slowing down and actually listening and not dismissing like, oh, I have a headache. Oh, I have a headache again. Oh, I have a headache again. Let me just pop an Advil. Like, because we need to move on, right? We need to move on with our life. We need to do this for work and do this for our family. And it's really just like, no, it's speaking to you. What could it be saying? Yes. The list is long of what it could be saying. It could be saying dehydration to cancer. You know, Google tells you you're going to die. So every time you Google something, it's
no,
like,
I'm afraid to Google anything.
No, I've learned my lesson in that, but it's just like, even if it's something little like dehydration, it's still like, okay, slow down. Let's hydrate. Let's again, go back to some of the basics.
Yep.
So I find that it's hard. And I know that there is a movement. Actually, I feel like it's died down a little bit, but like intuitive eating. And I am a fan of that, but I feel like maybe it's just the women that come to us. They're not ready to listen because they've been doing whatever they've been doing that got them here in the first place. Yeah. And so it's kind of off. But then like once you just like adjust some things, like that's absolutely something that you can start doing. Once like hunger hormones are all in check and just other hormones and digestion's in check. But yeah, there are certain things like little parasites and bugs in your gut that can totally influence like cravings and things of that nature.
Yep.
So that's why we like to like dive deep and start from like within and then like work our way out. But
yeah, so true. Yeah. Years ago, I had Lyme disease and black mold toxicity, which was a blast.
Double whammy.
But I mean, this is proof though that, so it's not always just in what you're eating because I was eating extremely healthy and I was very, very sick. But thankfully, with functional medicine, integrative medicine, I got to the root cause and I was like, ran test and oh my gosh, I have Lyme disease and I have black mold in my blood. No wonder I feel like shit, you know? So yeah, I mean, tests are so important. So you do functional tests.
We do. And we do like environmental toxin testing and mycotoxins for sure, but stool testing, hormone testing, blood, like basically however you want to give me your bodily fluid, I will happily accept. I love that you brought that up because that is something that I feel like definitely is not streamlined and conventional whatsoever, but I see it being a big issue. And it is, that's why we take more of a holistic approach because it is more than just diet. It's exercise, it's stress, it's sleep, it's your environment, it's your, like the things that you're around. And, you know, we see women who are like struggling with weight and they have mold. And actually a lot of these environmental toxins, actually they love fat actually. So that's where they're stored. Yeah. And so when I say your body isn't hating you, it's actually protecting you. Like in this case, if it's not letting you lose weight, there's usually a reason behind that. And so we like thinking outside the box, you know? And so like, I love that you were able to find something that really resonated and gave you some answers. Cause I feel like there's nothing worse than feeling bad. And then all your tests like come back good. And then you're like, well, then what is wrong with me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and sometimes I notice it's like a domino effect that you take care of one thing and sometimes five other symptoms will go away because you take care of the one issue. And then it just keeps going and going. And I feel like when you feel a little bit better each day, then like you said too, then you can listen to your body a little bit more. Yeah. But when it's screaming, it's like so loud, you can't listen to it. It's like, stop it. Yes. So if someone comes to you, where do you start?
I am biased, but I like starting in gut health. I do. So we do usually do like a comprehensive blood panel just to give us some insights on like blood sugar and insulin, and thyroid and CBCs and all the typical fun things. But I love starting with stool testing and that can give us some insight on, again, how are you digesting your food? Do you have inflammation? How is your bile? That's huge for detoxification and digestion. How is your immune system? Like, cool, you may have a parasite and bacteria in there, but if your immune system is just not doing well, you're a little army, then you're going to have chronic issues. So it's not just about like, oh, let me get rid of the parasite. It's what is your environment down there to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Or if you're exposed again, it's like your army is there ready to fight. I just feel like I get so much information with a stool test. And it's just some places to start. And we do have therapeutic protocols with diet and things. And I'm a little bit more, I don't know. I see this in functional medicine too. So this is like my nitpick in functional medicine as well, is, conventional is like a pill for every ill, but like functional medicine can be a natural pill for every ill. So like, oh, you have inflammation, here's turmeric piece. Like, I hate that with a passion. So I try to make sure that the supplements we like recommend, if you need any, are based on your lab, but we're still getting to the root. Like, why are you having inflammation? Yes, the turmeric or whatever can be helpful, but it's still not addressing the root cause. You're just putting a natural pill on top of it. So that's why, I don't know, I just love starting with the gut, starting with the microbiome, and diet changes usually are first. And then just, everyone's overwhelmed. So we just try to take it step by step, and we'll eventually talk stress and sleep and environment. So those come, but diet.
So it's nice. It doesn't sound like it's your typical cookie cutter approach. It's a customized plan for each person.
Yeah. There can be some common starting points for patients. So we may start them off, but how they keep moving through the process can look very different. So our patient base, some patients can have grains, some patients can't, some patients can have dairy, some patients can't, some patients can't have dairy now, but in 6 months from now, they can be okay with it. So it's kind of forever changing, and everyone's just truly different.
Yeah. That was me. I couldn't have dairy for a while. I was like, no.
Me too.
What am I going to eat? Cheese.
I couldn't eat it for 4 years because it would break me out, and I would get so annoyed. I did some gut work. I did some stuff. And then now I can have cheese, and it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. But did you find though too, that once you get your body back in balance and it's happy and it's harmonious, then if you do introduce something into your diet that maybe you haven't had before, you haven't had a long time, it'll tell you right away whether it likes it or doesn't like it.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And that's why sometimes they're like, oh, I haven't had let's say cheese for a long time, and I'm going to a birthday party and they have this, whatever has cheese. Yeah. I'm like, just be careful, because you also don't want to be in the bathroom just in case you don't do well. And then you're miserable and you can't enjoy the birthday party or something.
Yeah. So but the point you were making earlier about the intuitive eating, I feel like you do have to get your body back in balance first.
Yes.
Which can take time. I mean, it's also going back to what you're saying about the fad diets. That's what, it's done. It's over with. Like, enough with the fad diets, because they obviously do not work, right? Yeah. But if you're wanting to be happy and healthy and live, a long life, then yes, you have to do a lot of this stuff. Sometimes it does take a while, but then, oh my gosh, the reward, it's so worth it.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that though about timing, because people can just abuse their body. And I'd say that lightly, because sometimes it's just I drank a lot in my 20s and college and I didn't sleep or whatever. But they can do that for years and decades even. And then they come to us and they're like, I need to lose 40 pounds in a month. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you literally did not take care of your body for 20 years, and you expect to come and even expect, this which actually, I mean, we do get results very good in 6 months, but there's still so many, it can take a while. And yes, we have some quick people, but we also have some very slow starters. Like, from the get-go, it's just a very slow process. Yep. And that's okay too. You're not doing anything wrong. It's just, we have to understand your history takes precedence. I've been seeing people who eat pretty healthy and exercise, and they've never addressed childhood trauma. And I'm like, okay, go see a therapist. I really want you to work through that. And then all of a sudden they start getting results. And so that's why I'm like, it's a bigger approach than what you think sometimes.
I know. Well, yeah, you have to kind of keep digging until you get to that root cause. And sometimes we don't know right away. You do have to just keep searching for it and go, oh, and emotions. I think of emotions as energy in motion. And unless you move those emotions out of you, your body will cling to it. I mean, it's a vibration. It's an energy, just like the foods that you put into your body. Yeah. It's just like the thoughts that you put into your mind, right?
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
I think it's a fascinating thing that I actually don't understand, because I'm thinking like, okay, this person is eating good and she's doing all the right things and she switched out her environmental toxins, like her beauty products or whatever. I'm like, and just trauma, like that's all she needed to process, and she started losing weight. So I started reading, and he didn't finish, so I'm at the very beginning, but the book called The Body Keeps the Score.
That's a good book.
Is it? I want to understand it more.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. It's, as a matter of fact, that's how I discovered EMDR. It's always amazing to look back at things like one dot connects to another, but I discovered EMDR through that. And that's how I found my therapist and how I ended up recovering from the death of my brother. So like, but you're right though. Like there is trauma that can, your body holds onto it.
Yeah.
And even things that you don't think is traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But right, your body will, yep. It'll cling to it.
Yeah. Cause there's those people that just deal with stress so good. Like on the outside, they look great. They don't look stressed. They're not panicky, but like internally, it could be telling a different story.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, stress looks different inside. Like I see people who are great on the outside, and then inside they're like, I'm having like diarrhea multiple times a day. And they just, their body responds to stress in a very internal way. Like, listen up.
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, our bodies are complex and simple at the same time.
Yeah, that's why it's challenging. I love it.
Yeah, I know. It's fascinating. What would you say to someone out there that's like, oh, it's too late for me to change all of this stuff? Or let's say they get the test results back and they've got, you know, a virus and a parasite and they got black mold and their estrogen is jacked up and whatever else. What would you say?
Never too late. Gosh, has anyone seen those like 80-year-old women that are like literally more fit than me and they're like 80 and I'm like killing it? I'm like, heck no, never too late. Granted, there is more time that has gone by that, you know, it's probably going to be a slower process. So I try to like preface that, so it's not a surprise. Yeah. But no, it's never too late to make changes. And I see all the time, even people in their 70s and they start making changes and it improves the rest of their quality of life. Yes. They may not have 100 more years, but just the rest of their quality of life is amazing. So no, I'm always encouraged actually by the people who are on the older side and they're like still making changes and still trying to make the end of their life great. Cause no one wants to die suffering. Everyone wants to like
exactly.
be peaceful and asleep and die of old age.
What was that one movie? Grumpy Old Men, when the guy that owned the fishing shop, and when he died and they asked her like, oh, how did he die? And they're like, he died in his sleep. And he was like, oh, lucky bastard. Like, do we all just want to like die at 100 in our sleep?
Yes. Like we lived a long life.
Yeah, the human body is so miraculous and it can repair itself. If you give it what it needs, it will repair itself. You don't have to, you know, get in there and do all of that. It'll do it on its own. But as long as you are there to support it, it's amazing. I can't remember all those numbers of like how many days that your cells are replaced, your skin cells and your,
there was a video I came across Instagram and it was like someone who has like a microscope. And so they put like, I think algae or something on the little slide and then a piece of their blood. And so they put it under the microscope and obviously you zoom in and you see this little white blood cell just like eating. So it's phagocytosis. So it's like eating it. And I don't know what about that video, but all of a sudden I'm like, I want to hug the heck out of my body. Like that is doing things constantly for me.
Yeah.
And here I am not treating it right. No, I'm just kidding. I treat my right. But like thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to care for you because you protect me always. I don't know. There's something about that video that I was like so emotional about.
Yeah. It's fascinating. So cool. But yeah, I mean, even if, you know, you're out there and you're listening and like, oh, okay, I can't do everything perfect and eat well. But even if you improve by 10%, you're improving your body and your health by 10%.
Yes. I don't know. I'm like an excuse remover because I'm just an excuse remover. I just don't stand for it. And I just feel like it's what we prioritize, right? Like what matters to you. So yes, you will find excuses. Like you can't do it. If this is just not a priority, like you really just don't care. Yeah. I personally just don't, I want to try as much as I can to prevent that moment where I'm sitting in a doctor's office and they say, you have cancer or you have whatever chronic disease. Yeah. And that itself will keep me going every single day. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever experience that. I don't want kids to experience that. Yep. That is so dang strong that I don't know. To me, I'm just like, it matters. It's such a priority to me. So I'm like, I make it happen. You know, you can make it happen.
It's better to be proactive than reactive.
Yeah. It is easier.
It's better to prevent rather than to try to repair, you know?
Yes. But it's not too late.
Yeah. And then if you do all the work, not that it's work. I mean, I feel like once you get started with whatever it is, the protocol, then when you start to see the results, even within a few days, you just feel better. And that alone is inspiration to keep going.
Yes. And I think we've also switched priorities of like, yeah, it's work. But when we really look back into like, I don't know, really old in age, or even just other countries and cultures, we see that they prioritize mealtime. They sit down, they connect. It's social. You're feeding yourself with nourishing foods. Now we're just like, feeding or eating is just a chore. So I'm just going to eat it on the go while I'm running from here to here to here. And we just honestly lost our priorities when, as humans, we were always meant to slow down and rest and nourish and be social. And we've lost that. So like, I'm like, no, that's living. Like sometimes what we do is not living. Obviously we have to work and make money, but you know, there you can do both.
Yeah.
I make sourdough bread. Okay.
Yes. So do you have classes as well though, right?
We do have some free classes on our website. And that's just like a little introduction. Cause I definitely love the teaching aspect of like how stress is related to gut or all that. So we have like a weight loss class. We have an infertility class. We have a gut health class, hypothyroidism. So all that stuff that you can take as you please.
And then you do one-on-one coaching or does that work? Yep. Okay.
That is primarily how we work. We actually switched over to like a membership, but it is like the like chef's kiss of all memberships because we try to take away the a la carte like pricing and worry. So it's just like a flat membership, but all your labs are included. Supplements are even included. Like it is the like chef's kiss of all things.
Yeah.
So we work virtually all over the US. So that's nice to be able to connect.
Oh, nice. That makes it so simple. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So where can we find you?
Instagram is my jam, even though I feel like every podcast marketing thing I'm listening to is like Instagram's changing and it's sucking. But I still love Instagram. So I'm at Newbie True Wellness.
Me too.
And my website's newbietruewellness.com, but I am all over the place. I try to avoid TikTok. So my assistant is mainly on TikTok, but I don't know. I may have to crawl over there.
So the website's probably like the main and great website too. I was perusing before we started. It's really good. One last question. What would you say? What is your typical client that comes to you? What is their main concern?
Oh gosh, I feel like it's such always a combo, but it's usually fatigue, stubborn weight, bloating. I would say those are the top three. And usually they're all struggling with everything. Cause again, it's everything's connected. Those are our top like three complaints we get, but then we dive deeper and they're like, I have irregular cycles and painful cycles and stuff like that. So it just kind of never ends.
You probably like, you start with one thing and it opens another door and another, but that's what you need to do. Yeah. It's great though. I'm all pro for functional medicine.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. And everyone, you've got 1 week left of January. Keep cranking.
Don't be that 81%. Thank you, Wendy.
All right. Thank you, Lahana.
Did this podcast inspire you, challenge you, trigger you to make a change, or spit out your coffee laughing? Good. Then there are three ways you can thank me. Number one, you can leave a written review of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Number two, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it onto social media and tag me, Wendy Valentine. Number three, share it with another midlifer that needs a makeover. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Get out there and be bold, be free, be you.